Hey, I'm Zale, host of Preconceived, a podcast that challenges the preconceptions that shape how we view the world. Preconceived examines both our approach to major life choices, but also our perspectives on issues to which we may have been overly conditioned towards certain opinions. Each episode features a different topic, with experts, researchers, and luminaries in their respective fields. We think you will especially enjoy recent episodes on polyamory, regretting parenthood, dopamine nation, and myths of the beauty industry. Find Preconceived wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I know. Everyone else is like Ibiza, but then you got the people that say Ibiza. How do you pronounce it?
It's Ibiza.
Ibiza. That's the way I say it. But before,
Great. So that's the end of this episode. Yeah.
And thank you so much, Melissa. And we are done.
You're very welcome.
Melissa, are you from Ibiza originally?
No, I'm German actually. So Germans would say Ibiza.
Okay. Ibiza. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But but is that incorrect? Or I guess is it tomato tomato?
That's incorrect. It's Ibiza. It's a Spanish name. It's Ibiza. Or you have the Americans coming to Ibiza. Then Ibiza. We don't like to hear that.
Oh, okay. Okay. So Ibiza doesn't even count. Great. Ibiza. Oh, great. I like it. I love it. What brought you to that beautiful island?
I actually lived in Barcelona before I came to Ibiza, and it's so contradictional, but I came to Ibiza to find peace and quit partying. You're sentenced to death. But I did find my peace, and I did find nature here, beautiful nature, beautiful surrounding, amazing people. I connected again with my spirituality, found the gift of yoga. I am a yoga teacher as well. And it's a perfect mix with going out and looking for something great. If you go on the streets, you will always find something crazy, a little bit of craziness. But at the same time, you have this beauty of nature all around you that just keeps you in balance.
Mm. It's really funny to hear someone say, I was looking for peace and like to avoid the party lifestyle and then end up in Ibiza. Did you, when you made the decision to move there, in your mind, were you like, I'm going to go into the lion's den to purposely try to climb this? Because I would imagine that if I was trying to escape a party lifestyle and I moved to Ibiza, I'd be fucked. It would be so hard for me. It would be like
moving to the Playboy Mansion to avoid looking at naked women.
Yeah. So like, did you know it was going to like, Did you anticipate it to be a challenge or, you know?
No. The thing was the following. We suffered from a really bad lockdown during the Corona times, like the peak time in Barcelona. We were inside for 3 months. Yeah. And I used to be I am a very social person. But when all of this is taken away from you, I had a bit of an identity crisis. And I'm like, if someone asks me what your hobby is, I don't have any. My hobby is going out. That's so sad. Like, I can't tell anything about myself except I love to go out. I love to party. And I had an amazing time. I would never miss it for anything. I loved it. But I felt like there was no essence to me anymore. And then I decided to go to a place where I can be more in nature, but still have the possibility to find craziness if I'm looking for it. And Ibiza was the perfect compromise, obviously. And I moved here in lockdown. No clubs were open. So it was completely different. It was a very intimate atmosphere coming here, meeting the right people. And I think that was what allowed me to find that perfect balance.
Did you have, did you know anyone else that was living there?
When no.
Okay. So mm-hmm. you're starting from scratch.
Yeah.
And what about...
That's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
I like that. That's exciting.
And for anyone who's never been there, like I don't remember if we were recording at this point, but I was there and not knowing what that island was known for. And it was so peaceful and it was so beautiful. And it's small enough of an island that, like, it's smaller than Prince Edward Island. Like, you could walk end to end, really. And there are these big, like, beautiful hills and a sparkling blue Mediterranean ocean, warm ocean. It's like kind of like a little paradise. But what about, so when you got there and you're in lockdown and you went there maybe to reconnect with some hobbies or to reconnect with your essence, what was landing there like and the ensuing months?
There was a lot of loneliness in the beginning, I have to admit. I felt very lonely and I probably never been alone that much. Either I had a roommate or I was around friends or been with my family, but I was never alone for a very long time. And I learned to embrace that loneliness and find comfort in it and have conversations with myself.
Is that where you reconnected with your spirituality?
Absolutely. And Ibiza is the perfect place for this. It's known for party, obviously. You can go out, but there's so much more to this island. There's this great magic and this great connection of people who are looking for purpose or fulfilling a meaningful life that's much more than just going to work and do your day by day. Looking for some greater power, I would almost call it. Yeah, it's... In the beginning, when I moved here, people always told me, and I always thought, oh my God, that's bullshit, shut up. Because people were always like, you know, you will learn if the island accepts you or not. I was like, fuck you. I move here, I make my own decisions. But after a while, you understand it. And I really felt like this place has accepted me and I feel so connected to it. Thanks as well to the beautiful people I met here.
Mm-hmm. Did you... It just made me wonder while you were chatting about that, about the sort of like transcendent experience of that spirituality can be, where it's like we're learning how to, like, maybe not rise above our own suffering, but to be connected to something greater than our own individualized suffering. But I also think a lot of people go into the party atmosphere to do that, but there is sort of a similar feeling, especially with some types of like psychedelic use, which is like, I want to transcend this limitation of just me and my problems. So it's kind of an interesting dichotomy.
And I tell you something about that, because it's very valuable what you said, because I also had a very great mind shift in what partying is for me, because I used to go out in Barcelona with my friends. Great people, really. We had a blast every weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sometimes started on Wednesday already. We would go out and just do it all, take it all. We've done it all. We've seen it all. But coming here, that completely changed. And now when I go out, I really go out to dance, to feel the music, to feel the people around me, to feel that vibration that comes with music. And I completely quit. I quit party drugs as well. You know, you would go out and drop a pill, just like, yeah, whatever. It's part of going out, but it isn't anymore and it's not necessary. And I can create these feelings now just being high on myself.
That's great. I love that. That's amazing. Now the decision to move there during lockdown, I take it, and you know, one of the reasons that we have you on today is to talk about the work that you do for Kaufmisch. Did I say that right? Kaufmisch.
Kaufmisch. Yeah, it's Kaufmisch. Very. It's tough to pronounce it if you're not German.
Hey, if I can say Bitha, I can say Kaufmisch.
Absolutely.
Before we get into the work that you do, was that the work that you were doing when you decided to move to Ibiza? Or did you start this work? You know, work was a funny thing for a lot of people during the pandemic, and like at home work, there was a lot of people that got really lucky where, you know, their job allowed them to work from home. So were you working with Kaufmisch before you moved over?
Yes, I was already working for Kaufmisch in Barcelona. They have their headquarters there. And thanks to the job, as you said, it allowed me to keep working during the pandemic and not lose my mind completely. And it allowed me to move here and continue my job from here.
Hmm. So tell us about Kaufmisch. What is it?
Yeah.
How does it work?
Yeah, so Kaufmisch is a social network for the independent sex worker and client. It is different to other platforms because it is the communication between the client and the escort is equal, and you choose everything you do on your own. So there's no middleman, there's no bullshit, there's no pimping or anything. So what we do is provide the platform, and both parts can do their own thing on the platform.
That's really interesting. So it's an example being like someone who wants to use the service, they would log on, they would find a sex worker that interests them based on their like profile, and then they can basically start the conversation right then and there about what it is that they're looking for and to see if it's a good fit.
Yeah, exactly. So what usually happens when, okay, let's say you're a client and I'm a sex worker, you're going online, you're looking for an escort, and you come on a website of an agency. And what you do is you scroll through a set card of different women, right? You have age, you have where they live, you have their sexual preferences, and then you choose. But all the communication goes through the agency. And the agency most of the times takes 50% of the income of the escort, which is a lot of money. But when you go on Kaufmisch as a client, you can be sure that every escort has created their own profile independently. They can put on their own prices. They can put on their own preferences, what they do not like to do. And if you message me and I'm not interested in you, then that's it. You know, there is no obligation to anything. You completely decide for yourself. You're completely independent.
And does any of the interaction besides just conversation happen online, or is it mostly like we agree that we're going to go meet in person, or is there like an element of like I'm a sex worker and I can perform on camera for you?
We do not have live stream yet, but you can create a very detailed profile with a profile text and a status. You have the possibility to upload pictures and videos.
Okay.
And just make it your own, you know, just give it some of your details, some of your personality. And then you can chat, obviously. There is a a first contact limit. If you want to do more contacts, you can sign up for a membership. This is how we make our revenue. Mm. And then the communication is completely up to you. We don't have anything to do with that. So if you and I decide we're going to go on a date, we met on Kaufmich, everything that happens on the date is up to us, but Kaufmich's not included in that anymore.
Okay. How long has Kaufmich been around?
Oh, wow. Since 2009.
Okay.
So, yeah, quite long.
Absolutely. And what have you been with them since the beginning?
No, I've been with them since 5 years.
Okay. Have you seen much growth since. In the time that you've been there in terms of membership and clientele? Like, does it kind of grow steadily or
it grows steadily, but it grew especially after COVID or after lockdown. Like, that was super interesting because people were really craving for that contact, you know, for that sexual care, for meeting someone, touching them, and they didn't have this for a month. And it was crazy how you can just take sexuality away from people by locking them inside or in their homes. And after that, we saw a massive increase as well in active users.
Huh. Where is Kaufmich being used? Like, where are most people using it?
Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and some of the Netherlands. But we are international. How do you say? We're going international. We're planning to expand.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
Yeah. What does that entail? Like, if you want to break into a new country and like make yourself known, is that like as a brand manager, is that your job, is to like spread the word?
Yes, exactly. That's my job. My job is to tell the story and to make sure that when you come on the website, you understand that this is the home of the independent sex worker and that we're different to other agencies, or we're not an agency, that we're different to other websites. Going into other markets is difficult because the legal restrictions are different in every country. Prostitution is 100% legal in Germany, but unfortunately, that's not the case for many other European countries or internationally.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what happens when you like are trying to tap into a market where there are laws that, I mean, I'm assuming make that transition pretty tricky?
Well, we haven't gotten to that point yet. That's what we're exploring at the moment, which markets we can enter without any legal restrictions, or if we do what we have to consider. And we have a whole legal department only working on that. But everything we do in Germany or in the German region is 100% legal.
That's really cool. Yeah, so I think in like Canada, it is legal to sell sex. But provincially or maybe federally, it's different about advertising. I don't know if you're allowed to advertise it.
Right.
Which is a big...
But is it legal/illegal to...
It's illegal to purchase.
To purchase, right. That's the illegal part. Right. Which, I mean, that's like...
You must... It's
That's the hardest part.
It's just annoying. You know, it's also still annoying in Germany. It's so tough to advertise. If you want to rank in an app store or advertise on Google, you can't do shit. They prevent you from anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And social media, forget about it. The only, it's too clean. Instagram is too clean. Mm-hmm. Facebook, it's too clean. We can't do anything on there. We also have other products like fetish.com or fuck.com. And we tried so many times to get back on social media and we're just blocked immediately. Sometimes it only takes half a day. The only platform that gives us a bit of freedom or the liberty to share sex content is Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because is TikTok the same? It's like pretty clean.
TikTok's super clean.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Super clean.
I mean, but I say that, this is the funny thing. Like, our podcast, we've had a hard time with our own podcast on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah. Like just for, you know, sex education content. But like sometimes I'll hop on my Instagram and I'm like, what the fuck? Like there's straight up full ass nudity right here. So like, what are we doing? Like, can we not get some consistency at least?
You're only allowed to be nude on Instagram if you're also a Christian.
Yeah. Yeah,
or if you're male. Apparently for men it's much more easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Those nipples just blown in the wind.
So it's ridiculous.
So just for clarification, because I mean you did mention this, Brady, but I don't think we like explicitly went there, but Melissa, you are not providing your own services on Kevmish. You are the brand manager, correct?
Exactly. But interesting question, because before I started working for Kaufmich, I used to meet men as a sugar babe. And that's how I actually got into the company. Because when I moved to Barcelona, I just got out of a relationship. I was in my early 20s. I didn't have money. And I called up a friend and I said, I have wasted a year of time of sexual exploration. I am broke. I want to go out and meet people, but I can't because I don't have money. And I want to fuck around. And he's like, well, why don't you combine these two things? And I said, what do you mean? And he's like, think about it. And I'm like, I got a good point here. I could meet someone being a sugar babe. And I met some amazing people, I have to say. And I met this great couple who invited me to Marbella, to their house. It was a huge villa, and we had an amazing weekend. Still friends of mine. They have a family now and everything. But I really had the chance to explore myself on such different levels sexually. It was amazing. And that's how I got into a conversation with the founder of Kaufmich. Because I was friends with his girlfriend and I told him about all that. And he said, why don't you work for us? And that's how I got into it. I'm still there.
Turn Me On Podcast. We'll be back after this short break.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, it's a dream job. Good work if you can get it, honestly. When we first started this podcast like 6 years ago, we were, you know, it had followed many, many months of digging around on the internet of how can we dive into our interest of sex and sexuality and like see what's going on under the surface of our city? Because we were just opening our relationship. We had no models for open or polyamorous relationship. But as soon as we started to, and as soon as we started kind of working on this podcast, it was like this whole other side of Halifax and the people in it sort of opened up. And we found the networks that were for meeting sugar daddies and sugar babies. And we met the people who were escorting and doing like all of this work. And it's like, oh, it's actually like quite alive and well, you know, like it's all around us all the time. I'm just kind of swallowing my own jealousy a little bit here about your sugar baby experience.
When you got the job for Kaufmich, like, did you have a moment where you looked at, your situation and went, huh, I never really imagined, I never saw myself being at this point, but this is kind of cool. Or like, what were your aspirations for work when you were younger? And like, how do those line up with what it is that you do now?
You know what's interesting? I always wished to work in a marketing agency and live by the sea. And I never thought about the content of it. But I found, because in that time I was in such a sexual exploration time, that was the perfect fit. I thought, wow, look around. Everything you manifested just became true. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Now, you said you also teach yoga, and do you do that pretty actively as a part of your like work life, or is it more like casual, something that you do to share?
No, it's part of my work life.
Okay.
Yeah, I do this actively aside in the mornings or in the evenings and on the weekends.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I focus on working with women, and I use yoga as a tool for empowerment.
And do you see, like, what do you see in the future, like near future and like long-term goals for, I don't know, like not everybody identifies with a career, but like what kind of work are you interested in doing on an ongoing basis and in the future?
You know, I don't think about too much of the future because I've done that in the past so many times and it never turns out the way you imagined it. In detail, you know, I don't want to say, or in 5 years, I'm still going to work in this company, or in 5 years, I'm just going to focus on yoga, because I do enjoy both very much. And I see a lot of connection in both, because I empower sex workers in my daily work. And these women, they inspire me because they face enormous challenges and obstacles. But they're also extremely resilient and courageous people because of that. And I also meet these kind of women doing yoga with. So there's this great connection between both, and I think it's a great balance. So I would love to see myself in both in the future, but let's see what life brings for me.
That's pretty good. I just got distracted by your color-coded books in the background, and all of a sudden...
Thank you so much. Every time someone comes in and I would say, don't you have to say anything about the books?
Oh, that's really funny. what, as a brand manager, you know, working for a company that is promoting sex work and like sex positivity... What is your day to day? What does that work look like?
Oh, that's such a tough question. You know, it looks like in every other company when you work in marketing or branding, just with a different content. And I think the content also changes the relationship to your colleagues. Sure. So obviously I take care of marketing campaigns and make sure everything follows the brand guidelines. I come up with values, make sure they are properly communicated. There's always a story around each content we publish. But what I observe the most is really how content with your colleagues change, because I would come in Monday morning to the office. I mean, I'm obviously not in the office anymore, but back then. And it wouldn't be like, hey, how was your weekend? It would be your colleague being like, how many dicks have you sucked this weekend? you know, the whole office is a complete different vibe. Also the wording, the things you speak about, it's fun. It's fun. We really have a lot of fun in the office.
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's not many offices come in and probably have like deep conversations about deep throating in 69.
Yeah, you know? Really. Yeah, seriously. We talk a lot about our favorite sex positions, fetishes, BDSM. Sometimes we would find really interesting profiles and just all, you know, come up to one screen and check out this person. It's amazing.
Do you guys ever, as a business, as a company, do you ever rendezvous with like other companies in the sex industry, like adult filmmaking companies, or like go to festivals or trade shows or anything like that?
Yeah, once in a while. Our colleagues from fetish.com, they go to fairs internationally in Germany and the US and the UK to represent themselves. We as Kaufmilch, we're going to join a fair called Venus in Berlin in November. It's a very, very big erotic fair. if you haven't heard of it. And yeah, there's also, there is events, marketing events only for people in the dating industry, because it's such a specific sector that they come up with specific events only for that industry.
I've never heard the term dating industry before.
Yeah, dating industry or adult industry.
I love that.
What does brand awareness look like? You know, like what are some of the methods that you use to get the brand awareness out there for Kaufmisch? Like, is it, you know, like I feel like Europe is so much different than here in Canada in terms of the way that we view sexuality and, you know, sex positivity. Not that we aren't a sex positive culture. I think in many ways we aren't, but also in many ways that's also changing.
Yeah, it's newer though. It's like a newer about sexuality.
Like, I feel like in a place like Germany or a place like Spain, you know, it's kind of been that way for a while, where it's like, sex is sex. I mean, fucking relax, you know, like pull your finger out of your butt and quit being so uptight about it. Are you guys working, you know, I'm picturing like a Kaufmisch ad splashed across a bus, or like, you know, or like a billboard driving down the highway. Like what kinds of targeted ads are you guys sort of focusing on, or like what medium of advertising do you work on?
Yeah, you know what? It's actually not that easy with advertising, unfortunately. Germans are very open-minded. My Spanish friends are still in shock when I tell them we go to the sauna naked. They can't handle it. it's a shock to them. We do advertise mostly online on other websites. Kaufmilch is a very well-known platform in Germany because it's so big and it has been around for so long. So our growth throughout the past 10 years was very organic. So the brand name is already well known, especially people looking for Paysex, especially in the Paysex industry. Everyone knows about Kaufmilch. And if you are a sex worker living and working in Germany, it's almost impossible to not be on Kaufmilch, because it is the biggest community, the biggest independent community, especially. That is super important. We're not an agency. I need to underline that. We try to do press. It's tough to get into press because, believe it or not, a lot of people don't even want to work with you knowing you are in adult content or Paysex. But brand awareness for me also means to educate the users we already have, to educate them about our values, about how to treat each other, what Paysex actually means, how you should, if you're a client, how you should treat an escort, if you want to become an escort, what you should consider before going into the job. Things like that are much bigger than the advertising itself.
Right. So like when someone new like me shows up to the community, I can see that this community is well moderated, well trained, well taken care of. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
It's a safe space. You have so many different knowledge bases, especially for escorts. If you're new, you can reach out to other escorts in a forum, ask them for help. You can call even our support and ask for help if you need it.
Do you place, I'm guessing the answer is no, but do you place limits on the sex workers in terms of like, if you're registered, if you're on this platform, like don't be on other platforms or anything like that?
No, we don't limit them.
That sounds great. Sounds great to be a sex worker in Germany, honestly.
I mean, it really does. It sounds like an extraordinarily useful tool for sex workers too, because like here in Canada, there's like, what is it? Backpages? Is that like
and
the
it's,
thing?
No, they shut that down. They shut that down like 5 years ago. Yeah. It was like an online, like almost like a Craigslist, but specifically for.
Yeah.
So like, what do sex workers have here? If I wanted to pay for sex, the only thing I can think of is like looking up a massage parlor and then like walking in to take care of that business.
Yeah.
I can't think of like how else I would
find an escort.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is, I'm trying to remember, there's, okay, so there are lists that you can find. I'm just seeing one here. I know it's not the one that I was looking for, but there's one called Leo List. I don't know if that's still active, but L-E-O List.
I mean, even the fact that like we're saying it like this, like I don't know if this is still active, like that, you know, like it just goes to show that it, again, like we...
We don't even have a strip club in this province.
Yeah, we used to have one here in the city, and then they shut that down. Ralph's, R.I.P. but it is. It's like, it does seem like, you know, a service like Kaufmisch is so valuable and so useful for sex workers. And we are coming into a time, at least, and you know, at least here in Canada and the U.S., where there is slowly becoming this different kind of take on sex work. I think OnlyFans played a huge role in that, in almost normalizing the idea of sex work to the point where it's not so much looked at in this way of like don't go there, don't talk about that.
Almost
like,
not, it's not shocking anymore.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, who the fuck do you know anyone who doesn't know at least one person on OnlyFans?
Well, yeah, I don't think my stepmother knows anybody.
Well, sure. Right.
That she knows of.
Touché, that she knows of. Right, right. But it's like, everyone knows someone who's like on OnlyFans or who's toyed with the idea.
Yeah.
Right.
But I have a question for you. Is it okay for everyone?
No, definitely not okay.
Over here? No. Yeah. I mean, no, most certainly
not. Or in your
not.
Friend circle, even though, you know, someone who knows someone, it's not okay for everyone.
It's not, but it definitely is. It's way different than it was 5 years ago, I would say.
I think
the pandemic had a really big, played a really big role.
100%.
Yeah.
A lot of people got online during that time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you, do you have any experience with OnlyFans? Is that as popular over there as it is over here?
Oh, it's super popular. Okay. And in Germany as well as in Barcelona. In Barcelona, everyone, I feel like, is beautiful and an OnlyFans. Like, everyone's a model.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, seriously. I have a bunch of gay friends in Barcelona, and I would say every second of them is an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It's good. Good market for gay men in sex industry.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Does Kaufmisch have men on it, or is it mostly women?
You can sign up as a male escort as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as a couple.
Oh, neat.
Oh, cool. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's new though. But it made the community even more inclusive. And that's something I really enjoy about this community, the diversity of it. Because when you go to an escort agency, they all look like top models, right? And they all are mostly blonde, tall, thin, very athletic women. And on Kaufmisch, you have every type of person. It is super inclusive. No matter how you look, you're welcome. Mm. You're big, you're small, you're bigger, you're thinner, you're blonde, you're black, whatever ethnicity you're from. Whatever gender you have or what you identify with, it's open for everything. And it's even open for people with disabilities, which is also a big topic lately, because many times they are forgotten. Mm-hmm. And even we forgot about them so much, and we just are educating people about this again. We need to be more inclusive, especially for those people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of like when there's a great website that's really kitted out with all the accessibility features. It's not just about like physical disability, right? But like maybe like visual impairment or maybe audio impairment. But when you have these sites that have accessibility built into them, where it's like it'll supersize the font, or it'll read you the page, or it'll like, you know, it just responds in different ways. Do you have that kind of accessibility built into your website?
No, we don't have that inbuilt yet. But that's something we are working on right now. And that is actually something a sex work organization in Germany brought up with us. They approached us and they said, we'd like to have a meeting with you guys and speak about something. And that's exactly what they said. They said the site's not inclusive for everyone with the examples that you just mentioned. And that's how this whole topic started again. Rethinking, rebranding, thinking about, wow, we're not as inclusive as we thought we are. There's so much more to it.
That's so neat.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, there's, you know, an entire conversation there to be had about the importance of sex work for people with certain disabilities, you know, like, I know someone with cerebral palsy who like uses a sex worker to have that sense of physical intimacy. And like, that's a big part of his like care, you know? And so it's hard for them to find that over here. Whereas a place like Germany, where you have a service like Kaufmisch, it's just a perfect example as to like why this would be so useful in places that, again, maybe have their head up their ass a little bit too far to understand the importance and value in this profession that has lasted and been around for so fucking long.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like now that the internet exists, it's not going to go anywhere.
That's right. Oh, yeah, no.
Exactly.
No, of course not, you know? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could fucking go on forever about it, but it's so funny that we have like, that we have these little pockets over here where it's totally cool.
Yeah.
You know, like you've got Nevada where it's like, it's legalized and it's standardized and it's safe and it's great. You know, you've got places like, I mean, Montreal, not so much, but Montreal out of like, if you look at any other city in Canada, a lot more forward thinking when it comes to sex work than anywhere else. And so my hope is that examples like this, like the work that Kaufmisch is doing is one of those things out there that like other cities and countries could look at to go, hey, this is valuable. This is useful. This is a good thing for
the people.
For the people.
Yeah. Right.
So it's really cool that you get to do the work that you do.
As hard as it must be on your head sometimes.
Right.
I you know, I don't see it that way. The job itself even comes with a lot of stigma. Sometimes when I'm in social gatherings or friends of my parents would ask what I do for a living, and I say I work in marketing and adult content for an escort website, they are in shock how I could do something like that, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm afraid that we're moving in a wrong direction. There are so many more countries coming up with new laws and criminalizing, is that how you say it? Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Things. Sex work, putting up so many new laws to make it even more difficult for these people to do their work.
Mm.
And a lot of, especially women, I mean, it's sad to say that even, but many women rely on these kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why not make it easier for them?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And if all the like straight guys could get on there and make us, you know, make a good living out of it, then maybe we'd all be a little bit more open. But I feel like there is a certain amount of squashing sex works that is directly about like squashing.
It's the patriarchy.
Female yeah. success. Yeah,
it's just another example of the patriarchy at work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, most certainly.
And then looking at it from another direction, because you asked me earlier if you can sign up as a male escort. Yes, you can, but you can also sign up as a female client on Kaufmisch. And we don't have a lot of female clients looking for sex because women are even stigmatized for buying sex.
Right.
If you're a man and you look for a woman, it's completely fine. But if you're a woman looking for sex or pay sex, it's like, wow, you would pay for sex. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Ooh. Why can't you just go out and get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. Yeah. Whoa. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Wild.
It's just not fair.
I know. Hey, I get it. I get
never
it.
Never equal.
No.
I get it.
You might want to hire a sex worker as myself, a female, I might want to hire a sex worker to be like, look, there's like things I want to explore that I'm not really comfortable talking to a non-professional about, you know? So.
Yeah.
Or you're just like, man, I want to get fucked
And not have to go fishing.
I don't
for it.
Yeah, I don't want to have to go. I'm not like, I'm right now focused on my career. I don't have to worry about fucking
dating
a bunch of dingbats out there that, like, you know, maybe the pool is fucking not great right now. So, like, I just want to have sex. I just want sex. Yeah. So, like, yeah, I'm going to fucking pay
and
for
I
it.
And I have the money for it.
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. And the same thing, you know, I tell this my friends. So many couples in my friend circle, they want to have a threesome, and then they have a threesome with someone we know, and it fucks up the whole relationship. And I always approach them and say, why don't you get a sex worker? Call an escort. It will make things, I can't do that. Why not? Why not? It makes it so much easier. They come, they do their job, they're professional, they fuck off. They're definitely not going to text you WhatsApp afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 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 Literally a professional.
Yeah. A professional.
Get the professional to come in and do the thing.
It would be easier than navigating all of those social like contracts 100%. That we have with our friends. Yeah. You know, and you don't have to be shy about being like, look, we're just kind of looking for a third to come in that we could, you know, like have watch us, you know?
And it never works.
Yeah. That's like, I mean, it's like deciding to get couples therapy and just having your friend come over and shrink the two of you. It's like, no. You pay for the psychologist who was trained to do the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now your friend is embroiled in your relationship
drama. That's right. Yeah.
And they took sides.
Melissa, I mean, this has been a really fun conversation. First of all, how can people find Kaufmisch if they're, you know, in a city where it's bustling and Kaufmisch is like available there? Where can people find it?
You just go on the website, or what do you mean?
Yeah, yeah. What is the website?
Sorry. It's kaufmisch.com.
Easy.
Yes, very easy.
It's not as easy as fuck.com. I'm going to say that. Can you say you?
Yeah. But, yeah. We do own the domain fuck.com, but it's not a very active community, so just focus on Kaufmisch.
Wait, yeah. you guys, Kaufmisch owns fuck.com?
Yes.
Oh my God. Sell it for $500 billion.
And just put porn on it.
Yeah. I feel like Elon Musk would buy that.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, 100%. Yes, we do owe fuck.com. That's not, as I said, an active community. But we do owe as well, if you're looking for something more kinky, fetish.com.
Okay.
And for the gays community, gays.com.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
You guys, great domains.
Right when the internet launched.
My mind is blown that Kaufmisch owns fuck.com. That has to be one of the most valuable domains that exists.
Probably.
That's so crazy. Well, this has been really interesting, really fun. Melissa, you know, just to speak to all the people out there, what is one thing that you want to like leave our audience with, one thing that maybe you would like more people to think about or know when it comes to the value of the sex work community?
That they promote equality and inclusivity. Mm. That sex work is real work. It is a job. For sure, it's not a job like any other job, but everyone working in this industry should be equally treated.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule today to chat with us. This has been amazing.
Thank you so much. I really had a good time.
All right, there we have it, folks. Hope you enjoyed that conversation that we just had. And, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want to support the podcast further, you can do that by leaving a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts, or you can simply rate the podcast on the Spotify mobile app. And if you want to support the podcast even further than that, which you can.
Wow.
You can go to
so kind and thoughtful and
so
generous.
Thoughtful, so generous. Go to patreon.com/turnmeon. To become a patron and help us keep this podcast afloat.
Well, if you want to reach out to us, turnmeonpodcast@gmail.com is always open for all of your messages. That's the best way to get in touch. If you have a question for us, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you have a recommendation for a guest on the show, or if you just want to send us a little love note, email, money transfer, all of that.
Sex toy.
You know, our email inbox is open to you.
That is it for this week. Until next week.
Why don't you go touch yourself?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.